Today's daf is daf Mem Dalad. We are on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara has three lines up. Tanya. Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tanya. Hamafkias Sadeh, a person is mafkias shield. Kol shloshi yamim yachal achzerbo. Mikan veilach ein yachal achzerbo. So from the first 3 days, a person could retract and say, I don't want to be hefker. But from that point on, after 3 days, he could no longer retract here. So let's figure out what's going on here. Let's look at the Ran before you go ahead. The Ran says on still Mem Gimel Amud Beis, five wide lines, medium wide lines down, Tanya Hamafkir, Es Sadeo Kol Shlosh Yamim Yachol Achsherba. Reisi B'Shmozu, Shelo Nisbara Yafe B'Divra Rishon. Zel Shon Lafi Anis Daiti. That, I'm just finding it interesting that he refers to him as Rishonim. You know, it's hard to know that the Rishonim existed until you knew that Achronim came afterwards. So, I always thought they were called Rishonim after, like, that period ended. Then we had a later period, so we called them Rishonim, and then we're Achronim. But I guess during his...
World War I.
At the time, it was called World War
One. It was the Great War.
Right.
The war to end the whole wars.
Right.
It only came World War One when there was no...
Right, so I thought so also here also. So, the Ran was one of the Rishonim, so he's referring... Unless he was referring to people before him as the Gonim, as Rishonim... And he would be the Achron. Okay, I don't know.
He's at the very end of the period of Rishonim. Right, they're already referring to like Rashi.
Yeah, that's true. Also, right, he was definitely towards the end. Okay, so v'kach near libe peyusha. So what appears to me in the correct explanation is as follows: Kol shloshi yamim yachal achzer bo. The first 3 days he could retract on the hefker. Mikan veilach ein yachal achzer bo. But after the 3 day point, he can no longer retract. Mita kamaflig b'seifa. From the fact that we didn't look at the seifa yet. Okay, just bear with me, I guess. Midah kamaflik b'seifa. From the fact that the seifa distinguishes dim amar tehesa dezu mufkeres the yomecha v'chulei bein zacha lelo zacha. The seifa is going to talk about distinguishing. It doesn't depend on a time period. It depends really on if another party is then going to be zoche. Will someone else acquire it? That's what the seifa is distinguishing between. Then ubereisha bein zacha bein lo zacha the katani ad shelo zacha yachal achzibo u'mishazacha. But when somebody else acquires it, then you can't retract anymore. What? If he's zacha in the hefker, I'm afker by field. It's hefker. He makes an announcement. So you go ahead and you take control of my field. You start digging in my field. You start plowing my field, and now it's all yours. So the Seifa says it depends on whether or not it's hefker only when somebody acquires it. If nobody acquires it, then it's still considered mine, even though I was mafkir. That's the Seifa. But the Reisha lo maflik b'alchi. The Reisha doesn't have a distinction of whether someone else acquires or not. Ela tole v'chazar v'kodem shloshim v'lacha shloshim. Has to do with a set day of 3 days or before or after. So Shema Amina, we learn from this, halchi katani. The way you read it is as follows. Kol shloshi yabim, the first 3 days, yachal achzebo mihefkero. He could retract on the hefker, v'afilu zocha acher kodem chazarasa lo kana. And even if someone else is going to be zocha, before the retraction, he won't be kona. So if you, let's say the day one, I'm mafkir, David, you go ahead and take my field, and then I say, you know what, I don't want to do the hefker, you lose it out if it's within three days. And mefarsh taima, the reason is, l'kaman, later on, the Gemara is going to tell us, v'hajin demafkir v'hajin behen. The concern is, I'm sorry, wait a second.
You're saying the same thing like the Mishnah?
Like the Mishnah.
What's the Chiddush? What is come to claim to make here? Because the Mishnah says, Hamafkir said, Kol Shloshim Yachal Achzerbo.
Right, no, apparently the other Rishon had different ways to explain this. He's just making things very clear to us. The reason the Gemara says is the Mishum de Hefker Pater Min HaMaiser, says the Ram. Something that's hefker is pata from Maisa. The din of Maisa, I need to take a tenth and give it to the Levi, and Chuma for that matter. If no one owns it, then there's no requirement of giving Chuma. Who's going to give Chuma and Maisa? So, Hayu HaRimayim, the tricksters, would mafkir in Sadeseim. They'd be mafkir the fields, kedei lihi fater, to exempt themselves from having to pay Maisa. If I don't own it, so then there's no chiv Maisa. Vayadaitim b'shasav kerem, shiyachzeru behen v'yizkubhen. They're going to say, I'm going to mafkir today, and tomorrow I'm going to go ahead and be reacquire and exempt myself from paying Meiser.
When you reacquire, you don't need to pay Meiser, not when you have something.
Once there was a moment in time that was Hefker, it's possible even if later on I acquired, right. When Nimsa, Shelo Haya Hefkeron Ela Laharama Bavad. The only point of doing this was to play games. Therefore, Hutzrachu Lomar they needed to say Hashem Yiska Behem Lo Yu Kazochin Mina Hefker. If they're going to reacquire from Hefker, it will not be a good Hefker. Vutrachim Gamkin, they also needed to do Lomar Shafilu Yizake Bohacher Lo Yikna. If someone else is going to acquire it, it also will not work. So what happens if I'm mafkir, even though midiraisa the hefker works, they say the first 2 days it doesn't work. If you go ahead and pick it up, I can always pull back from you the first 3 days. It's not considered hefker. I have a chiyuv meiser on it. V'yafagav, says the Ran, to the gavi acher lekel mechash the ramayim, even though with respect to another individual, there's no consider of any games going on. Afilu hachi iloha lo kam yohab. So why not, wait a second, if I'm mafkir and Rui wants to be zochen, let him be zochen it. There's no games with respect to him, only I'll play the games as the owner, as the farmer. So let the hefker at least be, maybe with respect to me, if I reacquire it, it won't be hefker and I have to do meiser. But if somebody else picks it up, let him keep it. They said if that doesn't work, if we say it's hefker with regard to him, but not hefker with regard to me, it's playing games, it's confusing. They said the first 3 days, with respect to me and respect to anybody else, it's not considered hefker the first 3 days. I could always retract, and there's a chiyum meiser on those first 3 days if I reacquire. Okay. So fine. So that's the run. So again, the Gemara tells us again within the first 3 days of being mafkirt, I could always retract and pull it back. It's still considered mine. After 3 days, I can no longer retract. Now the Gemara goes on to Mem Dalam and Alf, continuing on the same brisa. And says, Amar, let's say he says...
What's the effect of that for the Matzah? So then it's not really Hefker, and then when these Ramayan reacquire it within 3 days, they aren't really reacquiring it, and they're still Chayv and Matzah?
Exactly, it was always theirs. Right. Now what happens, let's say after 3 days, let's say nobody claimed this after 3 days. He's Mafkir's field, no one comes, it's ready the fourth day, and now I reacquire it, so then I would be Pater in my server. Since it really the Hefker took place, I didn't anticipate anyone not taking it. I really thought so. In 3 days, no one thinks they're going to have an open field. No one's going to claim it. So I think someone's going to take it. If nobody takes it,
you deserve not to give myself for the risk.
Exactly. That's your reward for taking the risk and no one claiming the field. Now the Brisa continues on to Mem Dalet and says, Omar, let's say he says Tehei Sadezu Mufkeres Liomechad. He says my field should be Hefker for one day of the year, or the Shabbos Achas, or maybe for 1 week, or the Chodesh Echad for 1 month, or the Hashana Achas 1 year, the Shavuah Achas 1 7-year cycle, 1 Shemitah cycle. So if he says that, so it's a limited type of Hefker. Ad Shlo Zochaba, before somebody else is Zocha on it. Bein hu, bein acha yachal acha. So he could always pull back, whether it be him, whether it be somebody else. I don't know what it means, someone else at this point, but he could always retract. It's not considered hefker until somebody else picks it up.
Meaning, he says l'shana achat, what does it mean? Yachal achzor. Nobody claimed it in that year?
Yeah, I think so.
So what's the point of the, if nobody, if you know there's a time window of 3 days,
mm-hmm.
So, Kal v'chomer, shana achat, meaning what's the chance that nobody will claim it in 1 year if he did it in Efker? Meaning, what's the difference between the 3 days and all the other examples?
So let's look at the Ron for some explanation here. Let's just finish the Brisa here, and I agree, it doesn't make sense. So again, if it's a case where no one was zocha to it, so then he or somebody else, again, I don't know what somebody else is doing here, may retract.
I think it's Ashla zocha ba'beinu b'nacher.
That's it. Whether he or somebody else, if nobody is zochen it, then he could retract forever. And Misha Zachaba, once someone acquires it, whether Ben Hu, Ben Acher, whether it be he, him, or somebody else, then in Yachal Achzebo, then he can no longer retract on this. So what's going on here? So let's look at the run here. It's a very, oh wow, it's a very long run.
Ron likes to
speak.
Explain.
Yeah, he does. Well, it needs a lot of explanation. So the Ran says in the top of the page here, Yamar Tehei Sadezu Mufkeres Liyom Echad, the Shabbos Achas. Oh, he's not even explaining this. He goes on to explain the Reisha and Seifas. Okay, let's look to the Mefarish now. The Mefarish says, top line, Yamar Tehei Sadezu Mufkeres. The guy says, I want my field to be Hefker, L'Shavu Achas, L'Shmita Achas, for a period of time. Ad Shlo Zachaba Ben Hu Ben Acher, then yachalach. Well, if nobody claims it, whether it be the owner or somebody else, then you could retract. Afil b'sof Shabbos o b'sof chodesh. Even if it's the last part of the Shabbos, the last part of the week, the last part of the month, you could always retract on it. Mishezacha ba bein hu bein acher afil toch shah. Even within the hour, mishifkir, even the first hour of being hef mafkir, zacha ba shem adam, anyone could be zochet, and oh hu basmal l'shem hefker, he could also be zocha. Havi hefker, it's considered hefker. The kesavar, the lo havi hefker ad the asil l'shezochet, because it's not going to be hefker until somebody else, even if it's himself, that acquires it. Zichia didei, o de acher, whether it be him being zochet or somebody else, lo chashiva midei. How is one zoch in a field? It says the Mefarsh, Rafik Ba is Aramaic for Charishba. When a person starts digging, Kedamar Mesechas Avrim, a Perak Osipasim, Bahi Issa, there's a particular woman, the Abda Mechitza B'Nichseger. Nichseger, what happens with Nichseger when the Ger dies? The Ger, not typically, but Ger is the only person who could have no relatives. Every other Jew has some relatives distantly. The only possible case that there could be a non-relative, if a Ger, he converted, didn't have children, so there's no relatives, so if he dies, his property becomes Hefker. So the first person to get it, first come, first serve. How do you claim it? You start digging at it.
When a Ger, he's Gaia, but he's, the kids does not. So they consider still his kid. So even if he has kids,
oh, he's no relative. No, right, exactly. If he has kids, when he's once he becomes a convert, and then he converts,
no.
Right. There, right. There are discussions. There is Yerushas Goy. In a Goy, the Gemara's and Rambam recognize that a Goy has Yerusha from another Goy. And even if a son converts but not his father, which is more likely a case, that the son will convert, not the father, the son also is actually going to be Yerush, the non-Jewish father. You talk about situations in the Gemara Kedushim. Let's say the father has over the Avodah Zarah. So how do you split up with the brothers? Obviously the Jew doesn't want it. The Jew can't get any hana from it. So he can't take it and then sell it or split it. But these are the things that are discussed. But if, again, the father converts and not the sons have no right. So you have a situation, there's Nichsei Gers Mamish Hefker. So a particular woman went over to the field, and of the Mechitza, says the Mefarsh, she built the Mechitza, but Nichsei Ger. And that wall, and also, who Gavra, another person, Rafik Bapurta, started digging at it. And the guy got it. The lady came first, and she said, "Oh, I want to take claim. I'm going to start building my fence around here." And the guy came and he said, "This lady's wasting your time." He stuck the shovel in, dug a little hole, and it was his. Because there's certain ways. I know the Gemara's Babas talk about this at length. But there's certain ways how kinyanim work, and building a fence for nichse gear for hefker doesn't work. You have to mamish dig at it. Okay, so this is the. A b'risa. So I'm not sure, we don't know the distinction yet. The Gemara, that's the question. Why the first half of the b'risa, it was tully on 3 days, and the second half of the b'risa, it's tully on whether someone else is acquiring it or not acquiring it. What's the difference? So says the Gemara now, Reisha Rabbanan and Seifa Rabbi Yossi. So I think this might be a question. If you look at Tosa asks this as a question. It says, Bitmiya. So the beginning is that Rabbanan, the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi. So if you remember Rabbi Yossi in yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yossi says, we were going back and forth about the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, but he held that it's not considered hefker until somebody acquires it. So are we saying how could the very same b'risa be authored by two people? The first opinion is Rabbanan that really says hefker takes place right away. But we added this 3-day grace period because we don't want the guy playing games. If you want it to be Hefker, you need to wait 3 days of being Hefker. And then if no one acquires it, then you could reacquire it, then you'll be potter from Iser. But Mikra Din, the Rabbanah, the first opinion, sounds like Hefker takes effect. The second half of the Brisa is Rabbi Yossi, who says, Hefker doesn't take, if I'm Mafker something, it's always mine until David picks it up or somebody picks it up. So you have two different authors in the same Brisa. How could that be? Reisha Rabbanah, Sefer Rabbi Yossi? So Amar Ula says that Seifa Nami Rabbanan. You know, even the Seifa is Rabbanan. If the Seifa is Rabbanan, so the question becomes, Ihachi, if that's the case, Amai Ad Shelo Zachaba Bein Hu Bein Acher Yachal Achsebo. Why is the Seifa saying that it all depends on if somebody else is Zocha on it? Rabbanan Shita, as we saw yesterday, was the moment you're Mafker, it is Hefker right away. Nothing to do with another person acquiring it. Rabbanan hold that Hefker means you're being Masalik. You're completely relinquishing rights and it's no longer yours. So why again does the Sefer say it's Tully on and somebody else picks it up?
But if nobody picked it up, meaning did a week, nobody picked it up, it's yours.
Well, only if I reacquire it, though, according to Rabbanan. If I'm mafkir my phone. So I can't. But it's hefker. Not right now, mafkir my phone. This is hefker.
You have opportunity, depend. If you didn't put a time limit, it's 3 days. If you did put a time limit, it's for the time limit that you put, that you did at night.
Well, no.
Now, if you're not...
No, not true, because, no, that's the question of the Gemara now. The Gemara wants to know how that makes sense. Yeah, I'll say it like this. According to Rabbanan, in general...
I'm asking my phone...
Wait, no, the 3 days... No, 1 second. In general, Rabbanan holds, I'm mafkir my phone, it's mafkir right away. The 3 day period is only for fields.
Time frame.
Yeah, okay, no.
So it's 3 days.
So wait, so if I'm mafkir this... No. If I'm mafkir this phone, it's affected... Wait a second. If I'm mafkir this phone, it's hefker right away.
Yes.
The 3 day period is only by a farm, by fruits and vegetables. Because the concern is, if I want to be mafkir my field, their concern is I might want to do it just to get myself out of paying Meiser. So when it came specific to Meiser, they said, you need to wait 3 days until the hefker actually takes effect.
Okay.
Now we're trying to figure out this safer now, which doesn't make sense just yet. The person says, I'm being mafkir my field for a day, for a week, for a month, whatever it is. The lacha then, it depends on if somebody else acquires it, nothing to do with being hefker right away. That's the Gemara's question right now. That's inconsistency. Because according to Rabbanan, it takes effect right away. 3 days is just special for farms. Why then does the Seifa say it depends on, it waits until you actually acquire it? That's the Gemara's question now. Ihachi, if that's the case again, if Rabbanan authored the entire Brisa, Amai, why does the second half say, Ad shelo zachaba, until someone acquires it, Bein hu bein acher, and before anyone acquires it, whether it be me or somebody else, I could go back. I shouldn't be able to go back, because according to Rabbanan, it happens right away, or at least you have to wait 3 days. But not that you have forever to retract. So there they go. Yeah?
And it's not forever, it's the time frame. Within the time frame that you...
Okay, within the time frame. Even within the time frame, it's not being tally on any time period. It's really being tally on if somebody else picks it up or not. That idea of someone else acquiring it makes hefker effective.
Now,
that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion.
Another question. Ad shelo zachaba, ben hu. If, what do you mean ben hu? If he's zachaba, if he was the zoche, so what do you mean yachol lachzor bo? Meaning, I reacquire it. So what is the lachzor bo?
Good question. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'll see. If he acquires it, so what's the retract? It goes back to him. That's a good question. But the answer for this is, the Gemara says, the Seifa is Shaini Shana V'Shavua De Lo Shichi. The case of a person being mafkir for a period of time, whether it be a day, a month, a week, it's very, very unlikely. And the concept is, the Chachamim do not create gzeiras. When they do create gzeiras, they don't apply it in cases of Lo Shichi. In a very uncommon situation, they weren't concerned of applying a gzeira there. But since the case of a person making a nether for a day, a month, a week, a year, these are unlikely, the gzeira of 3 days didn't apply. So therefore, then it should go back to being hefker right away. So that's that's interesting. I guess I'm not understanding this correctly. The Mefarish says differently than what I just said, because what I said didn't make sense. The Mefarish says that in this case, the Chachamim said it's not going to be Hefker to be Mafkia Meiser as long as somebody is not Zochet. I mean, in this case, there is a stronger Gezerah, which sounds very different than what Lo Shrichi typically means. Since it's uncommon, they had a stronger Gezerah in place. That's what the Masifta says here. Okay. The way the Masifta is explaining this, based on the Ran here, the end of this long piece here, maybe you can look at this inside even. If you take it from the bottom of the Ran here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 medium lines up, or 9 lines from the bottom, the first word on the line is Nami Rabbanani. First few words, Nami Rabbanani, and it says V'tayma. The Taima Da'at Shelo Zachaba, the reason why, before anyone Zochet, Bein Hu, Bein Acher, whether it be him or himself, he or somebody else, you can retract so long as no one has been zochet. Mishum deshaini shavu of a Shabbos delo shchichi. These cases are very unlikely. Kolomar delo shchiach the mafker inish bichi agav. Nobody makes something hefker for a period of time. It's either hefker or not hefker. V'chevin sheshana zeh. This is a unique case. Amdina ladaita. We tried to figure out what was in this guy's mind. Since he didn't want to be mafkirt forever, he still has a certain strings attached, he's still connected to this. I feel both as man, Shefkiro, lo nichale, delefuk mishuse, ad zache be idach. So clearly he didn't really, I'm not sure why he did this. We don't know why, but he did this, and clearly he wanted to have some connection to this object still. So even when he is mafkrit, he was still connected to it. Hilkach, therefore, since he's still connected to it, Svir Leila Rabbanan, behefker, shul is man, ma'ad Svir Leila Rabbi Yossi, behefker, yolamas. Rabbanan felt that what they, in the case of a limited hefker, should be congruous to Rabbi Yossi's general hefker, that it depends on somebody else acquiring it. That's the idea. Because in a regular situation where he's mafkir completely, so then he's misalik. The whole idea of sila of hefker, according to Rabban, is being misalik, silika, removing, relinquishing any rights. But if he's not relinquishing rights, he still has strings attached, so there's no siluk there. He hasn't left any, he hasn't removed his rights completely. So the only way for the hefker to take effect is if you're being maknet, someone else is going to be konet. So what comes out, interestingly, is that there are these two tracks, there are tre dinim, there are two dinim here when it comes to the Rabban and Shita. There's one Shita, we spoke about this yesterday, the hakir and hefker. Is hefker me removing my rights, or is hefker being me being maknet to somebody else? So Rabban typically understand it being siluk. If I'm relinquishing my rights, that's hefker. But in a case where I'm not really entirely relinquishing my rights, I still have strings attached, it's a limited time period of hefker that's going to come back to me if no one picks it up. So then, the only way for hefker to take place, to take effect, is if I'm mocking it and somebody else is zochet, that will complete the hefker.
Then David's question becomes even better, because I might just say, ad shelo zocha ba bein hu bein acher, because you were already... You don't need to be zuchin it again.
Right, that's right? Strength. That's his question.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So that's a good question. So why exactly? I'll look in the back quickly here. I think we have a lot of time still. Yeah, we have. So let's look at your question here.
I'm just
getting
so fast.
What? I just pretend. I don't
really look. Another explanation.
They have these. They have the titles here. It makes it go quickly. I don't read the actual things here, unless I see it's Nogaya. He talks about very interesting questions back here. Let's say he dies in between the period here of the Hefker Lizman, or he gives a test to somebody else during this time period. But let's not get too complicated here. No, there's a lot of other stuff spoken about here, but not this question about him being Zohar. Okay, so anyways, so that's the answer according to Ula. According to Ula, the author of the Brice above is really Rabbanim, that hold in general, Hefker is a Siluk, and the moment you're Mafkir, it takes effect right away. They added a special 3-day grace period for the field, and for a field of Hefker Lizman, since it's very unlikely, the guy never was Masalik himself, so then they said it's never going to be a hefker, it will not be hefker until somebody else picks it up. But Rish Lakish comes along and says differently. Rish Lakish Amar mid the safe Rabbi Yossi, Reish Nami Rabbi Yossi. No, it's certain that the safe is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that it's not going to be hefker until somebody else picks it up. And from the fact that the safe is Rabbi Yossi, it must be that the Reish is Rabbi Yossi as well. So then we have to figure out if it's Rabbi Yossi in the Reisha, so where do you get this 3-day grace period from? Reisha, how many time? And the reason why the Reisha, we say 3 days, it's going to be hefker, even though normally Rabbi Yossi requires someone else to pick it up for it to be hefker. Hainu Taima says the Gemara, "Delo lishtakech taras hefker." We don't want to forget the whole concept of hefker. So let's look at let's look around here. No, there's no run here. I don't think on this piece, but let's look at the Mefarsh. The Mefarsh says, "Mishum delo lishtakech taras hefker." To read halfway down the wide lines in the Mefarsh. Like we said above, according to Rabbi Yossi, the hefker doesn't take effect until somebody else is zocha in it. And so long as the other person hasn't picked it up yet, it's not hefker. And you have to pay chum and maisa as the owner, as the farmer, even though you're mafkir. V'haidok mu rabbanan atoris hefker. And that which the Rabbanan say, Torah's Hefker, Lav Mushum Lafkui Mitchuma Umaiser, Chaimed Midraisa Chaiv, Delahavi Hefker, Lo Mafkil Rabbanan Mitchuma Meiser, Delav Kol Kimine, Elakadesh Lo Tishachich Torah's Hefker. So that they shouldn't forget Hefker. He didn't really explain much. I would read the rest of the Mefarish there. Since those cases are very unlikely, they left it on the deraisa level. I guess the concern is, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you're mafka something and no one ever picks it up, then hefker never takes effect. And if nobody ever picks it up and hefker doesn't take effect, then you might forget this whole concept of hefker.
So,
they wanted to have a forced hefker. Because Rabbi Yossi, for hefker to take effect, you need to have an end also. If there's, let's say unlikely circumstance, but let's say there is no end, then there's no hefker. So he wanted to force upon a hefker, so they should never forget the concept of hefker.
So it's interesting. So the gzira is flipped, right? Now the gzira is mikamdei einyach halachter bo. Right? We originally thought the gzira is kol shlosh yamim.
Yeah, they delayed it.
Right.
Now they're ushering
now
in.
The gzira is that no, really, even though there's no einyach halachter.
Yes, that's a very good point. Yeah. So exactly, according to Reish Lakish's understanding, Rabbi Yossi is the author, and even though hefker should be delayed, they wanted to it take effect. So they said it's going after 3 days; it will take effect. They bring the effectiveness earlier. Okay, very good. So in light of that, the Gemara says, "Ihachi, if that's the case, afilu miyom harisho nami lave hefker." So let it be hefker right away in day one. If they don't want to forget hefker, so the guy should be hefker mafker, and let it say, "Okay, it's hefker. Hefker works. Why wait 3 days?" So here, the Gemara tells us what the Ron had told us earlier. So Amar Rabbah, Rabbah explains, Mipnei ha-ramayim, the mafkirin v'hajin behan. Because the ramayim, the tricksters, the farmers, were not that all farmers are tricksters, but those farmers who were tricksters, they would mafkir the field, and then go ahead and pick it up in order to avoid having to pay truma and meiser. Avad deraisa lo havi hefker, but on a deraisa level, it's not really considered a hefker. Right, so the difficulty is, so what happens after 3 days? The Gemara asks the question. So again, the reason why they don't do it right away, they wanted to leave 3 days, because for the trickster is going to say, I'm mafkir today, and then tomorrow I'll pick it up. The Chum says, no, you need to wait 3 days. So no one's going to be mafkir the land if they know they're going to lose it in 3 days, unless they really want to be mafkir the land. So that will show sincerity in terms of their being a hefker.
Unless he's mafia.
Unless what?
He's mafia.
This is the mafia, right? Okay, right.
Nobody would touch his kid.
This is someone like David, and that's someone like you. Aval, you have you're a scary guy. Aval deraisa la havi hefker. The Gemara asks, but on a deraisa level, there isn't hefker, and that's going to lead to a big problem. What happens is, for Rabbi Yossi, it's not hefker until someone actually picks it up. Chum say after 3 days, it's going to be. We're saying the rabbanon, it will be hefker. Now, if it's hefker, we're saying that hefker is not chayv and meiser. But deraisa is not really hefker. I really still own it on the deraisa level. So I really am chayv on meiser and truma on the deraisa level. And what's going to happen is, v'dilma asi la'asri min achiv al p'tur v'min p'tur al achiv. What does that mean? Let's say I have a pile of fruit that I have in my backyard. It's tevel now. It's chayv tevel m'deraisa. I need to take truma and meiser on it. I have another pile of fruit that is I acquired from Hefker, which is Pater from Truma and Meiser. So, and there's no Tevel. I can't mix the fruits together and start taking Truma and Meiser from one to the next, because only something that has Tevel can, only if I have two piles that are both Tevel, then I can work back and forth. But one that's not Tevel, one that is Tevel, they're not going to exempt each other. So what happens here, I have my pile of fruit that are Chayiv in Truma and Meiser, because it's not really Hefker. And Chacham say that it is hefker after 3 days on a derban level. So, and then I pick it up. I acquire it after 3 days. So I'm going to think that I'm pater in the Trumas and Maisos because they told me it was hefker now. But really, Midrash, it's not really hefker because no one else was ever zochet. So I'm going to start confusing things of Ptur and Chiev piles. It's very, very confusing here. So the Gemara ends up saying the very simple solution. The Gemara says in many places, Darmina, we tell the individual, Darmina le, ki ma'aseres aser minei be. When you're going to take ma'aser, take each pile independently. Don't mix and match piles. So that fruit that you were, that field that you were mafkir, and 3 days later you reacquired because somebody else acquired it, then when you go ahead and take ma'aser on it, take ma'aser on that pile alone. Don't mix it with any other fields. And that's how the Gemara simply gets out of this. What?
There's no other way.
Yeah, exactly. There's no other way.
This is one.
Right. Okay, I'm just looking at the run here. Interesting. Let's look at the Ron here. We do have a lot of time. 6:34. Okay. So the Gemara says. First girl, yeah. I think so, yeah.
So you do look at your text.
So I'm one for one. So, fine, let's look at the Ran now. The Ran says, Uparchinan. Aval midiraisa, you see that Ran, six medium wide lines down. Uparchinan, aval deraisa lo havi hefker, vidum asla asuri minachi valptur. Midiraisa, it's not really hefker. And what's going to happen is he's really chayv and meiser, and he's going to start mixing and matching different piles of fruit that are, some are chayv and some are potter. Amikan ve'elach ein yachol achzer bo parach. On the point of after 3 days where he can no longer retract an efker, that's the shaila. The kamar din he the medina le Rabbi Yosi yachol achzer bo. Even medikadin Rabbi Yosi says you're allowed to pick it up in velo havi hefker. It's not hefker until somebody else acquires it. Tikin Rabbanan did Lehavi Hefker. The Chachamim instituted a Din Hefker after 3 days. Ubevade Shechayvu Bemeiser came into the Raisa Lehavi Hefker. Certainly, even though they employed a Hefker here, they still required a Chiv Deraisa of Meiser if he were to require, if no one else were to pick it up. Didn't he Shehayu Yechon LePatro? Yes, certainly, they could exempt him, Mishun Hefker, Raisin Hefker. Wait a second. Couldn't Chacham simply say, why did it make it so confusing? When they invoked the 3-day hefker after 3 days, they could have also said, it's mamash hefker based on hefker, and no one owns it, and there's no chim meiser at all. Why are they saying it's hefker, so you shouldn't forget hefker, but you really still own it, and you have to take meiser? That's very confusing. So he says, they could have invoked the hefker based on hefker here, but afilu hachi, says the Ran, lo bo Chacham l'hakel uftor min ha-meiser mashuchai bo min ha-Torah. They didn't want to exempt him from something he was really chayv on a deraisa level. So that's, they didn't want to remove this chiv, which is quite interesting. The Gilui Nashas here, points to a mission in Pam, that's what he's referring to. And that being the case, that's why, so the sins are still chiv to take ma'aser and these fruit, that would lead to all the confusion. I find that very interesting. They didn't want to employ hefker based on hefker here. Okay.
I just think, what are they employing then?
They're just
deeming it hefker, but without using the mechanism of hefker based on hefker.
Right, hefker that he can't retract on anymore.
What does that mean?
He can just pick it up.
What?
He can't retract on it. He can acquire it, but he can't retract on it. But
right,
respect
but why,
ownership.
Why can't he retract on it? Meaning, they must be saying hefker based on it.
Right, well, right, you say, how does that work? Meaning, they're invoking a partial hefker based on hefker, I guess, with regard to ownership.
Meaning, if according to Rabbi Yossi, essentially what hefker is until it's not hefker until someone else is zocha, then what mechanism are you using? You can't just say it. Meaning that.
Well,
that's what hefker is, right?
Hefker is that it's ownerless.
Right, but according to Rabbi Yossi, the definition of hefker is acha achar zocha.
Right.
So does that mean that you're saying, no, it's actually hefker?
Right, so I think what it means is that you no longer have the right to retract anymore. According to Biosi, if you didn't pick up my hefker, I could just say, it's no longer hefker. And it's done. I don't have to pick it up. I just could say bedibur. I think the only difference is here, once 3 days kick in and they say it's hefker, I can't retract anymore, I have to go pick it up or dig
but
the field.
It's not actually hefker at that point.
It's hefker with respect to owner or not having that rights. It's a partial. Not having the rights to retract anymore is the hefker. It's a very narrow type of hefker. But it doesn't affect anything else. The only thing it affects is the inability to retract. So is that hefker? It's not really hefker, I guess what you're saying, but you're saying it's more like
it's not really hefker.
He lost the right.
Because he actually requires that someone be zucha in it for hefker to actually take effect.
So I guess it's just he loses that right to retract.
That's enough.
To not forget hefker.
There are like two dinim in hefker.
Yeah.
Trivia,
yeah, that's what it sounds like, yeah.
You'll never use it in court.
Okay. Let's finish this page here. The Gemara asks now three lines from the top of Mem Dalet Mem Beis. Meisiveh. Hamafkir is karma. A person is mafkir his vineyard. Ula shachar amar ubatzo, and by the morning he wakes up and sees that nobody takes it, and he starts collecting the fruit, the grapes. Chai befrat ubaolos ubashicha bepeah. Upatim and Amaisa. He's chai in these different dinim when it comes to the fruit.
What about the 3 days?
Sorry?
What about the 3 days of Masad?
Right, we have to figure out how this works. Well, I think Gemara might address how this connects to either Rabban or Rabbi Yossi. But let's see for a second. So here he is, again, he's chayv in prat, olos, shicha, peyo. These are different dinim when it comes to fruit. If you just say dropped some grapes, or the chiv of having to leave a corner of the grapes open. So these types of dinim still are chayv, but he's actually patim in a maiser. Since it was hefker, he's patim in a maiser. So you have a good question. Let's just see if the Gemara addresses it. Otherwise, we'll look on the side here. So he explains Bishma la'ula. This all makes sense according to Ula. He felt that the previous discussion was all authored. The Braisa was authored by Rabbanan. The Ula de Rabbanan katanila, the Deraisa katanila, because this Braisa is referring to a din Deraisa. And your question, they didn't have the Derabbanan yet. This is before that 3 day Derabbanan kicked in. The previous Braisa was using the 3 day Derabbanan, but this is talking about on Deraisa level. That's why it is Pasman Maisa, even though it was right away. But Ela L'Reish Lakish, am I Patim and Meiser? According to him, why are you Patim and Meiser? According to Biosi, you have to either wait for somebody else to acquire it, or you have to wait 3 days. If this is before the 3 day Gzera, then it's not Meiser until later on. So the response is, Amar Lecha Ki Amrina on Ela Rabiosi. I only said that Rabiosi felt that way. But I do agree that there's such an opinion of Rabbanan out there who holds that Meiser takes effect right away, and this Brisa was authored by Rabbanan. Even though the previous Brisa, I didn't say every Brisa about Meiser and Hefker is Rabbi Yossi, they're different Brises, of course, because they're different opinions. And that's how Reish Lakish easily gets out of that question. So let's look at the Ran for a second here. The Ran Meisive, last few medium wide lines down. Meisive Hamafkias Karmol Shachar Amad Blatzor Chai Beprat Volus B'Shicha B'Peir Chai and all those different dinim when it comes to the vineyards. Mishum da afagav de hefker pata mikula. What do you mean? A person is mafker something, he's actually pater from those dinim. Uchadam minim ba'alma, gemara on Shabbos, to nishmar l'mute hefker. The pasuk says nishmar, has to be protected, and if it's a pasuk, and if it's hefker, it's obviously not being guarded, and it's pater from those dinim. Afilu hachi, mishum de bechula nihani ksiv tazov yisera. There's an extra word tazov in the context of each of these halachas. It's only pater if it remains hefker. But the moment that he reacquires it, he's going to be chayv in those dinim. Tazo means you have to be really leave it, really, really leave it away from yourself. It can't just be left for a moment and then reacquired it when it comes to those dinim. But your pater min a meiser, says the Ran, why are you pater min a meiser? This was a question you asked earlier in the daf. There's no extra word tazov. Lo shnahu, lo shnahacher pater. The moment it becomes hefker, even if I reacquire it, it's pater forever.
Even the guy that picked it up, Zachaba, is pater for the Meiser?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It has to be chayiv. It has to be yours from the moment it grew to the moment the chiv and giving it. If there's a moment in time where it was hefker, then you're pater.
Interesting.
But when it comes to the other stuff, prat olos shivcha, if the owner reacquired it, then it would not be pater, because tazom means has to be left aside from you entirely. Someone else has to pick it up. Okay, we'll stop here. It's a bit early.
This is the most daf.
There's also a huge run on the next here. There's a big run at the beginning of Pasha 2.
That's it?
Yeah, it's a huge one here. So we'll go through this.
So what are we doing tomorrow? We're doing only this?